I'm Omar Mahmoud, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, least liked candidates in modern history. Listen as Stephen Colbert assesses the Dalai Lama's words on Donald Trump, and Jimmy Fallon lands a killer line as he tells us why Hillary Clinton is so good with debate timers. Also, find out why God is running in this election. All this and more in today's Punchlines.
You know, everyone's talking about this Donald Trump guy. And I do mean everyone, because yesterday, the Dalai Lama appeared on a British morning talk show and said this.
Have you met Donald Trump?
Never.
What do you think of him?
I don't know. Sometimes you see his sort of, the way his hair, sort of something like that, and his mouth, small. That's my impression.
That's a pretty good impression of Donald Trump. I thought you said you never met him, because his hair is like this, and his mouth is like...
Oh, man.
Of course, the candidates are busy getting ready for the first presidential debate this coming Monday. And get this, apparently Hillary Clinton has shown an especially good feel for the timers they use in debates. Yeah, they say she has an innate sense of when time is running out.
I wonder how that feels.
Oh, I know.
How does that feel? Imagine being trash talked by the Dalai Lama.
Ooh, that's serious.
I gotta wonder, what did Trump do to the Dalai Lama in a previous life?
Wow.
And I thought Trump, wow. would have an affinity with Buddhists. I thought Buddhists would really love Trump, because if he gets the nuclear codes, we may all achieve nothingness.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump is not preparing as much for the debate. He's no. But his campaign is running a contest where the winner gets to take a ride on Trump's campaign plane. Second place winner gets to be Secretary of State. That sounds fun. That's a good deal.
That's a good prize.
Because Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are the two least popular major party nominees in American history. Luckily, you have options, because according to the Federal Election Commission, 1,928 people have declared their candidacy for president this year. And before you ask, no, none of them were Michelle Obama. I know. The number of declared candidates has more than quadrupled since the last election cycle, because the FEC has started accepting filings on the internet. So now there are some really goofy candidates who have no real shot, like Cobra Commander, Yoda Star Wars, and best of all, there's a listing that says God is running for president. That's great news. I was worried this election was proof there is no God.
Listen to this. In an upcoming Frontline special, former Apprentice star Omarosa claims that everyone who criticizes him will eventually have to, quote, bow down to President Trump. In response, people said, this is America, and we don't bow down to anyone besides Beyonce.
But that's it. Beyonce and Queen B.
Whoa, hold on a second, Stephen. Stephen!
God, is that you?
Yes, that's me! Right behind this thing. Yeah, here I am.
Why are you running for president?
Well, people really wanted me in the race. They'd look at Hillary and Trump and call out, God, help us.
Okay, I guess that makes sense. That makes a little bit of sense. That makes a little bit of sense.
Yeah.
And this is just weird. Libertarian candidate Gary Johnson was asked... You gotta see this first. Right. He was asked how he would do if he were allowed at the debate, if he was at the debate, how he would do, and he wound up giving a pretty interesting response here. Take a look at this.
Do you think if you were able to get on the debate stage that you could pull even with Trump and Clinton in these polls?
I do. And it wouldn't have anything to do with my debate performance either. I think I could stand up there for the whole debate and not say anything and emerge as a leader.
Hillary was like, and you guys are worried about my health? I mean, this is this.
God, isn't your age going to be an issue?
Oh, no. If you read the Bible, you see I've mellowed with age. Besides, I got a one-page letter from my doctor saying I'm extremely healthy. Look at that.
Glad to hear. That's good to hear.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.